KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear, 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today, high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 at the courthouse here in Atlantic, and during their end-of-month session, the board will act on a passage of a resolution calling for a portion of county matching funds amounting to $25,000 to be used to strengthen the chances of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Rec Department will receive an Enhance Iowa Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grant for improvements to the Schulberg Recreation Area. In other business, the Board of Supervisors will hear a report from Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen with regard to a request for zoning change pertaining to the Elite Octane Ethanol Plant. And on a related note, the board will act on approving professional services agreement with Snyder & Associates Engineers with regard to the ethanol plant Graywater Transmission Line installation and paving project for Glacier, Buck Creek, and Echo Roads. Also, the supervisors will hear an annual report from County Weed Commissioner Larry Randall, along with the regularly scheduled reports from the County Engineer, Attorney, and Mental Health General Relief Coordinator. The Creston Police Department took reports about a theft and incident of vandalism on Wednesday. A resident told police that sometime between 10 p.m. Saturday and 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, someone took a black 2010 R&W trailer from the 200 block of North Cedar Street in Creston. Loss was estimated at $2,500. And a Creston resident living in the 200 block of North Oak Street said someone broke out a window in the rear of her home. The incident, which happened around 8:50 p.m. Wednesday, resulted in a loss of about $100. Cass County Conservation has teamed up with Atlantic's Orscheland store to help feed the trumpeter swans at the Schulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic. From now until January 31st, you can buy a whole bag of whole cleaned corn at the registers, and the Orscheland staff will put it aside for the trumpeter swans. Four bags will fill the feeder. And don't forget to join Cass County Conservation staff at Atlantic's Schulberg Recreation Area on Saturday, January 7th. CCC staff will be giving 10-minute presentations regarding the trumpeter swans every half hour beginning at 11 a.m., with the last one being presented at 2 p.m. And for those unfamiliar, the Schulberg Quarry is located on the northwest edge of Atlantic on the north side of Highway 83. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a judge has convicted a Sioux City man in the stabbing death of a 43-year-old woman. Judge Stephen Andreessen announced Wednesday that Isaac Abendur was guilty of first-degree murder. The judge had presided over a three-day non-jury trial that ended November 21st. Prosecutors say Abendur stabbed Cornelia Steed 23 times in her Sioux City apartment on June 23rd of 2015. Police said the two were romantic partners. Two psychologists testified that Abendur was a violent schizophrenic. The defense expert said Abendur didn't know what he was doing when he attacked Steed. The prosecution expert said Abendur knew he'd done something wrong and understood his actions. Abendur's sentencing date has not yet been set. Officials estimate that it could cost $2.1 million to repair the exterior of the Woodbury County Courthouse. County Supervisor Mark Monson said the exterior condition of the nearly century-old building is so dire that entire bricks can be pulled from the foundation in places. Woodbury County Building Services Department Director Kenny Schmitz said the worst spots are higher up, typically about from the third to sixth floors of the eight-story building. He says the north side is the most weathered part of that building. County supervisors say they want the building renovated for its 100th anniversary celebration in 2018, and it might be necessary to borrow some substantial funds in a capital improvement plan to pay for the repairs. Authorities say a man whose body was found in a field near Fort Dodge was the victim of a homicide. The Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner said 51-year-old Donald Preston of Fort Dodge was shot to death by someone. The Iowa DCI said Wednesday that Preston had last been seen by his relatives in Fort Dodge on December 22nd. The discovery of his body was reported Monday morning. Authorities say it appeared to have been in a field overnight. No arrests have been reported. Police are asking for the public's help in looking into the homicide of a 59-year-old man in northeastern Iowa. The DCI said Wednesday that the death of James Remakel has been ruled a homicide. An autopsy found the Bellevue man's death was caused by multiple sharp-edged entries into his body. Officers found the body of Remakel inside a residence in Bellevue on Christmas Day after receiving a call to investigate. At the time, they said the death appeared suspicious and that multiple agencies were launching an investigation. Anyone with any relevant information is asked to call the Bellevue Police Department. Authorities say one person has died following a house fire in northern Iowa. The Kossuth County Sheriff's Office said 59-year-old Daniel William Plans died after the Tuesday night fire in Titanca. Two firefighters were also taken to a nearby health center for treatment, but additional information was not released. The fire remains under investigation. An 18-year-old has been accused of battering a 2-month-old baby in northern Iowa. Court records say Nathan Jacobson of Boone is charged with felony child endangerment, causing serious injury. Jacobson remained in custody Wednesday. His arraignment is set for January 3rd. Court records say he was arrested earlier this month following an investigation into an October 17th incident in Charles City. Authorities say Jacobson was taking care of the infant when the infant suffered face and head injuries. Authorities say the injuries likely were caused by the baby being dropped, shaken, and slapped. A former Iowa resident has been given 7 years in prison for stealing identities, filing false tax returns, and lying to get housing aid. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Keisha Robinson was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Cedar Rapids. Robinson lives in Phoenix and used to live in the Iowa cities of Maquoketa and Dubuque. She admitted in a plea agreement that from May of 2011 to February of 2013, she filed several fraudulent tax returns using other people's identities and received more than $250,000 in refunds. Robinson also admitted that from October 2011 through July 2013, she lied about her income on forms required for Section 8 housing assistance. Elsewhere in the news this morning, the Iowa Concern Hotline is seeing a boost in calls from farmers and those who depend on agriculture-related businesses. Hotline Director Margaret Van Ginkle says that sector of the economy was thriving just a couple of years ago, but 3 straight years of low commodity prices are pushing things in a different direction now.
We're hearing some concerns from those smaller machinery businesses that are looking down the road to see how much that farmer might have to spend on machinery this year, and they could be having a tough year, too.
Large equipment manufacturers are also feeling the pinch. Quad Cities-based Deere & Company has idled more than 3,000 workers since 2014. Van Ginkle says the Iowa Concern Hotline is not just for farmers, as counselors have been offering advice to anyone who asks for more than 30 years. Phone calls are free and confidential.
Call and just talk with someone. Sometimes you need to get a few things off your chest and just get rid of some of that stress. And so don't be afraid to ask for help. You can just call. You can be anonymous. You don't have to give us your name.
Van Ginkle says the economy is usually one of the main topics of discussion. She says they often hear from families who wonder how they'll make their budget stretch if food prices and other costs continue to rise. The hotline was set up by ISU Extension to offer advice to farmers back in the mid-1980s. And that hotline is open 24 hours a day at 800-447-1985. A study finds suicide rates among farmers are the highest of any occupational group, and the numbers have steadily risen since the farm crisis of the 1980s. Brandy Jensen, director of Iowa's Center for Agricultural Safety and Health, says a federal study shows the suicide rates among farmers exceeded rates in other high-risk populations, including veterans.
They compared workers in the agriculture, forestry, and fishing industries with all other occupations, and they found that suicides among agricultural populations were higher than any other occupational group, and this was a big surprise to many people.
Jensen says most people think the 1980s had the highest rates of farmer suicide. However, using the numbers from the Centers for Disease Control, she found a 50% higher rate of suicides today than those tracked by the National Farm Medicine Center several decades ago.
Rates were about 58 suicides for every 100,000 male farmers. That was in the 1980s. The rates that the CDC reported just this year among men in farming were 90 per 100,000. So they're significantly higher than they were even at the time when we kind of associate with the most economic stress and challenge in agriculture.
Jansen says there's no single cause for suicide, but it most typically occurs when there are stressors like economic challenges. And she says there are things to watch for in your loved ones. Certainly a change in behavior, she says, is some sign that something's going on. People may become more emotional, they may be quicker or more irritable, and they are quieter, that is, and more irritable. They seem to be traditionally depressed, and they seem down or sad and stop doing activities that they normally would like. Those are often the warning signs. And Jansen says there's more help available now than there was back in the 80s, and people should not be reluctant to seek it. One place is the Iowa Concern Hotline, the number I mentioned a moment ago. That's 800-447-1985. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.